We surrender to our military in South Kivu, and now is being processed through the DDRR, demobilization, disarmament, rehabilitation, repatriation, and reintegration, to be sent back to his country. It's a very good news for us, because Mr. Bizimana was the commander of the 2nd Battalion of the FDLR, the FDLR being the Rwandese armed group operating in the eastern part of the DRC. So, you know, we've been for many years having this program to ask those still in the bush to surrender, and we'll help them to go back to their country. So, like I say, it's the excellent news, because we think that the surrender of Idrissa will also have a demoralizing effect on the troops, and we are expecting to see a lot of the FDLR surrender in the coming days.
Munubai, we heard reports that it seems that MONUSCO's military offensive is a contributing factor to put pressure on Bizimana, the FDLR leader, to hand himself over to MONUSCO troops. Is this the case?
There is a major military operation going on right now by the FARDC, supported by MONUSCO. And we believe that this has something to do with the surrender of Mr. Bizimana, because I think they start feeling the heat of this operation now.
So what happens to the extradition? Is it MONUSCO that is handling, or the Congolese government that is going to deal with the extradition following his decision to hand himself over?
Those people who surrender to us have to go through the process that is called disarmament, demobilization, repatriation, reintegration, and reassertion in their country. This means there is a structure that exists in Rwanda. We will hand over those people to this structure, and this structure now will take them and will assist them to reintegrate them back into the Rwandese society. So it's not it's a repatriation. It's nothing to do with the judicial system. So we're not talking about extradition.
I hear people in the South Kivu saying this is also good news for them, because attacks on them by the FDLR will severely be diminished. Is that what you see?
Well, I think it's also good news for the people in North and South Kivu who are feeling the brunt of the activity by the FDLR. So now that they see that some major officers, some big fish within the FDLR are now surrendering, it's good news for them. Because so far only, I would say, the low, the rank and file and dependents have been surrendering to this DDRR program. Now that we see some high-ranking officials surrendering, this means that now the military operation and the pressure that the Congolese army and the MONUSCO has been putting on those armed groups start to pay back.